rest of the day doing. I just want to welcome everyone back and say I'm excited to see so many people here. Obviously, everyone came here today because they care about freedom, or maybe you heard there was free coffee. So whether you're a person who writes code or helps your neighbors install free software, or you organize DRM boycotts in your community, you're here today because you care about free software and you decided to do something about it and even get up early on a Sunday. So that's exciting. We're going to get a lot of work done today, and not only are we going to add to the tools that we have currently to promote and protect and develop free software, I hope we're also going to make some great connections. So beyond the work that we get done today, I hope you'll take the energy from this gathering back to your neighborhoods and your communities and, you know, your buddies on IRC and all that kind of stuff. So take it back, but also remember to keep in touch with us. We want to hear about what you're doing in your neighborhoods. You know, send us links to your stories and your blogs. Get on each other's mailing lists, so, you know, stay in touch. And of course, if you guys didn't already know, I'm the Free Software Foundation's membership coordinator. So I want to thank everyone who's already a member and urge the rest of you to consider becoming a member. You can come and sign up with me at any time today. And I also hope that when you go home, you'll ask your friends and colleagues to join us, because although it's really great to see Lecture Hall A with a capacity of 150 looking about half full, it'd be really awesome to be at one of the larger rooms down the hall next year and see that room full. So thanks a lot. John has a few words for us.
Hello. Welcome to the first ever day two of this event. It's only ever been one day before. I wanted to emphasize part of what Deb just talked about, which is the permanence, trying to build a permanent project out of this whole event. And LibrePlanet 2009 is the name of this conference, but it's also the name of a project that we've been working on for longer than I care to admit. It's an idea that started with Joshua Gay, and it has to do with getting people to organize around the world for free software activism based on geography and projects. And to kind of come under one umbrella that expresses some common themes that we can all get behind. And the LibrePlanet wiki that we've been using for this conference is the start of that project, really. And what we want to do is make sure that all these sessions that are happening are also making permanent contributions to this project. So the idea is that, you know, if you write to the Free Software Foundation, you generally get an answer, you know, usually. We're not like Apple, who I had to write to, you know, 5 or 6 times to get an answer to a simple question. We want to be responsive to people, and we prioritize that. But at the same time, we need to get out of the way when it comes to some things. Every day, people write to us with great ideas about free software, and we turn into some kind of bottleneck because we only have a staff of 10 people, and there's only so many things we can work on at one time, and there's only so much we can do. So we want to have that activity and those conversations, instead of happening one-to-one between us and the people writing to us, happen on the wiki and in a way that builds a permanent thing that other people can use. So if you write a letter that you take to your locality to get your public schools to use free software, you can put that on the wiki, then somebody else who wants to do that same thing in their locality can just find that and stumble on it in the same way that you stumble on pieces of free software that do things that you want to do with your computer. People can build on that, and people can build on that in the way that the GNU project has worked for software, but for activism. So I hope in all these sessions people will keep that in mind, that, you know, keep permanent notes on the wiki, even if they're not pretty, even if they're ugly and have typos. It's the same thing that happens in free software. Somebody stumbles on that, finds it, improves it, and puts their version up for another person to use and find. And I think if we start following that process for activism more in our movement, we can have more successes around the world and without any one central group, you know, being a bottleneck and holding things up. So that's what I'm hoping for will come out of today. And if you have any ideas about the project itself, then please talk to me about it. And I think I may actually be doing a session today focused on building that project as its own entity there. We've also had the Floss Manuals book sprint going on during this conference. And I think, Adam, if you want to make an announcement about that.
Good. My name's Adam Hyde from Floss Manuals. We write manuals about how to use free software, and we have a social methodology we call a book sprint. We write manuals like this. This is how to bypass internet censorship. Wrote it in 5 days, and it's available for free online. We also produce books. So right now we're writing a manual introducing people to the command line, and we're going to write it in 2 days because we think it's possible. So thanks to the FSF, we had the PR that went out actually attracted 130 new members to Floss Manuals, which is incredible. For us, that's like a 25% increase in our registrations. And there have been people working overnight from all around the world creating really fantastic content. So if you'd like to come and join us and finish it off, we want to have the manual finished by 5 o'clock today. And I think it's entirely possible. We have the processes to put it online immediately in book formatted PDF so that you can buy it from lulu.com as a book. Yeah, so please come and join us. If you can't make it, you can email me at adam@flossmanuals.net and with any one-liners or short scripts or anything like that, and we can also include that within the book. But if you can attend the event, it would be fantastic. Thanks.
So now Matt and Rob are going to tell us about how the schedule for today is going to be organized, and go.
Hi, so there's three tracks to the event today. Which I don't have up here. There's...
Which one are you
going to
go
for? Oh, sure. The URL for the schedule is quite long. It's
We'll link it from the front page of the wiki in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I can put it into the
group.
Cool. Okay.
So... yesterday you gave us all ideas on the wiki and on post-it notes in the hallway, and at the end of yesterday we sat down, went through those, kind of found the ones that were similar and the same, and put them together, then put those into the schedule. So, moving the bagel, we have, on the free software activism track, and this is a little bit guerrilla in nature, so people might find out they're talking right now. So right after this, we have, here's the list. We have, if you can read my disgusting handwriting, we have Brian Goff. Brian, are you there? There he is. Fantastic. It's going really well so far. Mark Rosenthal, who I saw coming in. There he is. Free Software Activism.
Oh, in general.
Yeah. We have Alexandre with the Linux Libre Project again after yesterday. Want to hear more about that? And also there's a talk about free software in Latin America, which we need someone to talk about.
Is Ryan still here?
Is Ryan still here? Maybe he's not here today yet, but he may get here in time. Leave Our Planet, which will be John, I think, and maybe Deborah as well, leading that one. We have a request for the license love-in, which, where's Brett? Okay, Donald. Where's Donald? Right there in the front row. Sorry, I'm going blind. So someone from the FSF will be able to talk about licensing. And then there's a request for a talk about free software in schools and libraries, which Dennis may be able to help us out with. You'll try?
I think Laurie is here today.
Excellent. Okay, well maybe you two could chat about that after this and see if we can get a talk together by... whatever time that actually occurs. For 15:45. We didn't put the times on these, sorry, last minute effort. So for high priority projects, we have Monty from OG. Is he here? Okay. John Eaton's going to talk about Octave. John is here somewhere. I think he's at the back there. Yep. And we have a break. Mark Jones, who I have seen. There's Mark talking about Core Boot. And then we have a plan for a talk about phones, the OpenMoCo, and some of the free software stuff going on with other phone platforms. So I think John and probably Ashish, who's not here yet. No. It's opposite FSF Latin America. And then we have to talk about games, and there were lots of talks about games. One of them just said games on it, so I'm not sure what that means. But plans for free games, what free games might mean, that kind of thing. And then at 15:15, we're encouraging everyone who's in the high priority projects to go over to Adam and write for half an hour. Okay? There is no excuse. And then at 15:45, we have the guys from Elful with the camera. Okay. Well, this is our suggested schedule, so we can now use this time to flip things around and that kind of thing. And then the next board. And so we have another track for Freedom for Network Services. And the idea of this, we're going to begin with James. James, is there? With the Free Software Cloud. And then there are a couple of requests for talking about free Gmail and what that might mean. So again, I think Ashish. Mike, where's Ashish?
He'll be here.
He'll be here, okay. Okay, good.
So I mean, that's replacements for Gmail, and also people are interested in Gmail protocol stuff.
Or Gmail hacking, Gmail sniffing, that kind of thing as well. Yeah. Break. Then again, social networking, people looking to write replacements for Facebook or write social networks that, again, might tie into the planet stuff, the PNX, the Cloud9 stuff again. YouTube and search, replacing those with free software, free network services. Free data and Slurpee.
Slurpee
is a term that I believe Evan mentioned the other night. It's also a drink. This part's sponsored by 7-Eleven. Good point, Ida. Well pointed out, man.
We've already dodged a trademark bullet. We're doing
there well. We go. But I think that was the idea of basically having some kind of tool that you could use. You just point it at Facebook and it like sucks out all your information out of Facebook and puts it into this new, wonderful, free thing. And then there's the idea of free servers, free hosting, and free storage, and what that might mean. And then there was a request for a talk about a policy towards free network services, which, again, we need to talk about. So, pen right here. Okay. This is how agile we are. What was that too? So, you guys mentioned that you have to leave earlier. So maybe we could swap Elful with the phones. How does that sound to people? Is that going to be okay? Is that? So putting you in at 1:45, is that?
Yeah.
That's cool? Okay, great. Hopefully next year there'll be a web application for doing these boards.
That's social networks. Social networks.
That's the Slurpee. Yeah. You want to combine them? This is about free data, not just about free Facebooks. This is about all free data. So that might be a little bit much to get into half an hour replacing Facebook and data and slurping things. Are you volunteering to talk about slurping? Okay, sound effects provided by Avi. Okay. So you have noticed here, at the end here, there are these big, huge gaps. And these gaps are not intentional. No,
they are intentional.
They're not accidental. Sorry, sure. I'm not woken up yet. They're not accidental. During these spaces, we have lots and lots and lots of little 5-minute sessions set out. And so if you have, and there's no excuse for not having, some of you, something to talk about, it could be check out my website, or check out this thing I'm working on, or this idea I'm thinking about doing. This is the time to talk about it. If you want to talk about something, come up to the board, take the Sharpie, and write in your schedule here. And if you can, also add it to the wiki, because it'll keep Bradley happy. So, I don't want to stampede. I mean, that would...
Yeah,
stampede for me right now, come on. Nothing. You can? Yeah, okay, great. So does this seem reasonable to people? Anyone got any suggestions or changes to make to this one? So in like 25 minutes, we're gonna have, sorry?
They go across.
They go across, yeah. So if you draw a line in here and in here, they go in. The stampede was a minute ago. Sorry, the stampede's over. I'm kidding. Come, stampede.
I was thinking that in network services, what is the most basic network service? Money.
Okay. Free PayPal?
So the, exactly.
Okay.
The dollar bill is... It's even though you've got it in your pocket, they're stealing from you by depreciating its value.
Okay.
The U.S. Constitution specifies that the only money you can have is gold and silver, therefore assuring that you cannot be stolen from. So if we're talking, you know, like free software, we should talk like free money.
That's not really a network service, though.
It's a Patti Smith song.
Like one of the basic things that connects us.
But I don't like Facebook, but I do like money, so the two seem
exactly,
at opposite.
Exactly, you like money.
Okay.
And it's so
more appropriate during the 5 minutes.
If 5 minutes, talk about that.
This is for the 5 minutes of again.
Yeah, put right.
Having it now. You should just sign up for it.
Yeah, that's enough.
Cool, okay.
Excellent.
Great.
That's a pen inside.
Pen, write it in.
Well, free money, it sounds funny, right?
Each track is in its own room. The rooms, Deborah has the room. They are like 109, 110,
up there and over there.
And 113, I think.
We
will. Okay, hang on. So can we get a microphone into the audience? And can people who want to talk use the microphone? Because that would work a lot better. Who wants to talk? Stand up, you want to talk?
Just a real quick question.
Okay.
How rigidly do you expect to stick to these schedules? I mean, if I want to be at the Slurpee one and I figure, okay, that's 2:45, am I going to get there and find that, well, there was a little slack and so...
No, there will be people. So in each conference, I will be handling network services, Rob will be handling projects, and Deborah will be handling the activism, and we are going to make you stop.
You're okay. Going to be there with a whip.
We will dive in front of the boards, we will snatch microphones, we'll do whatever we have to do to stick to the schedule.
That being said, though, we have a lot of space.
We do have some extra space.
Run out of the space that we have from Harvard, and so if some session is going great guns and you don't want to stop, then there's common space where you can come out into the hallway and keep working on stuff comfortably. We need to stick to the schedule so everybody can use the space, but if someone's doing really well, feel free to move out to the common area.
If this, yeah, no.
Yes.
We have this room as well, though.
Yes, this room is also free. Okay, so we're going to do the free software activism track in 111. Do you want to write that here? As you can see, Freedom for Network Services is going to be in room 110. And then I think we're going to do high priority projects in room 113. And right now we have Flask Manuals. Are you guys in 109 or are you moving across the hall? It doesn't matter to. Huh? Oh, you're in. Yeah, okay, so Flask Manuals is 112. We have for Overflow room 109, which is a little bit bigger and close to the other tracks. We also have 103B, which is smaller, so if you get really excited in a session and want to take like two people down the hall, 103B is great for that. And 101B, although there's a few suitcases in there, so you'll be also watchdogging luggage while you have your excitement small group in there. And then this room is available to us all day, so you can come sit in here or do whatever you like.
This is the command center.
Exactly. And the
and I do request that we all refer to it as the command center as well.
So yeah. Okay,
so if people are happy with this, are people happy with this? We have the dance from Jason there. Is anybody unhappy with this? If you are, raise your hand. One man. Microphone right there, in front of Adam. Okay. Speakers cannot raise their hands.
I'm unhappy that they are unhappy.
Oh, okay. We're going to make them happy right now. In front of Adam, right there. Just, yeah, raise your hand if you want to speak. Keep it raised.
I can't figure out how to be in two places at once.
The quantum physics track is over to the left. It's just entangled with the others, so you can't see it.
That's a question of faith, I think. Okay, Brian at the top. Rob. Brian.
In user
land. Hi. Is there a specific time where we can have a key signing session?
So for key signing, there will be a room available all day. I suggest we make some vague... We can have key signing in the command center if that works for people.
It would be good to have some specific times as well.
Okay, key signing at... Yeah, how about during this half?
I think that works really well to have the key signing.
There's a break here that's half an hour long, so we could actually have key signing during this break. Okay.
And if you want somewhere with sunshine, it can be right out in front of Lecture Hall A again.
Yeah.
So that's the half hour break at 2 o'clock, quarter past 2?
Yeah, quarter past 2. We have a question there from Peebo. Sorry, Peebo! It's the new thing.
I was going to suggest that perhaps the signs ought to be near the rooms so that you can pop out of one room, look at the schedule, and pick
up. I think what we'll do is after this, we'll get them to the rooms, but get any information that's relevant to all of them on this on the blackboards. That doesn't work, and you know that
it's
doesn't work.
It's also
going to be on the wiki. And is it now linked from the front page of the wiki? Yeah.
So the 5-minute sessions, as people sign up for them, they can just put them on the chalkboard in that room. So anytime you can come and, you know, or ping someone on Pound Libre Planet on Freenode, like, hey, has anything come up in your room on the 5-minute tracks that looks awesome? So, or you can just come and put your head in and look at the chalkboard.
Typing the word Freenode. Why am I calling it typing? Huh?
Oh, they're both. Okay.
If you know Freenode, you can get it on Freenode as well.
Could you put the basic room numbers on the blackboard also?
Sure. We have like 5 rooms and 1 piece of chalk. This is amazing. There's like 400 years worth of stuff down here as well. Rob's found another piece of chalk. Actually, there's a box of chalk over here. Why not? Key signing is at 14:15.
Oh, and then key signing is outside Lecture Hall A at what time?
14:15.
Okay.
For half an hour. But do remember to have a cup of coffee and a bagel or something as well. Bradley, do you want to come up here quickly and just tell people what key signing will be and what will they need to bring and things?
So type, if you want to come to the key signing, type gpg-finger and whatever information, finger your own username, and whatever information that gives you, that's what you need on a piece of paper to give to people. You need an individual piece of paper for each person you want to exchange with. That's probably all you need desperately. There are other things about key signings that probably don't matter.
You need ID.
Yeah, some people like to see ID. See, I'm not really an ID person, so I don't really care. But other people like to see
ID. Some people want ID, some people don't want ID.
I don't trust what the government documents say about you.
That's the free money talk right there. Okay. Deb, I think command center should be in RE, not in ER. It's a zero.
Speak American.
Speak American.
Or as we like to call it,
Merkin. Merkin, okay. So if everyone's happy with this, maybe you could use this opportunity to add 5-minute talks to the wiki if you have laptops. If you don't have laptops, find a friend with a laptop.
And we'll also put the, each track will have their 5-minute tracks on the chalkboard. You can put it up there too.
Right.
But you should try and do both so that we don't end up with two things at the same time. Oh. So put your 5-minute track on the chalkboard in the track that it goes to. But also try and get it onto the wiki at the same time, because otherwise we end up with two things happening at once.
Well, so you should actually talk not to the wiki, but to not to the chalkboard, but to these things.
Oh.
So there will be post-it notes and Sharpies outside each room next to one of these boards. Oh. Add your talk on there, on a post-it note. And there will be a finite number of post-it notes as well to ensure things don't go crazy. Okay.
We actually have a little extra time.
Here we do. There's still probably coffee in the hallway if people want to go and get it. There's probably still bagels and things. And people can come back. Hang on, John's going to talk.
you'll notice that we end at 5:00, the wind down time. So when I was talking about permanence and keeping notes and things like that earlier, that's the time when we're all going to come back in here at the end of the day. And hopefully everybody from somebody from each session will take a minute or two and tell everybody else what happened in that session. So since we can't be in two places at once, we can still get some idea what everybody was doing and what was going on here. So hopefully if in each group you keep either a page on our wiki or your own wiki, and then can point everybody to that link when you come back in here and give us some idea what happens and what projects people might like
if
to get
you,
involved with going forward.
If you can, and you have the ability to do so with a laptop, record the audio if you can. In Aug Vorbis, and we will post it to the website. Okay, I think we are done here for now. So 11:00, rooms 111, 110, and 113. We have Monty if he shows up. Monty, hey! Okay, Monty's at the back there. We have Brian Goff, right over there. And we have James, Free Software Cloud. So go and get caffeinated, eat bagels, do lots of things, and we'll be back at 11:00.